Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Adam Witte is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Adam is a great member of our brain trust, the founder and CEO of Advantage Media Group. Inc. magazine said he was one of the top 30, under 30 list of America's coolest young entrepreneurs. Now, how about that? But I think maybe he might have crossed over that line a little bit now. I think he might have to go on another list of cool people most recently. And he's the author of 21 Ways to Build Your Business with a book. And he's our good friend, Adam Witte. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks so much for having me. I'm now vying for the 40 under 40
list. I was going to say. Yeah, and thank God the numbers go up so you can keep working on that. I'm not going to tell you which number I'm working on, but anyway, it's good to have you back. Congratulations on your book, by the way.
Thank you very much.
21 Ways to Build Your Business with a Book. We've talked about book publishing in the past, but today you have something else on your mind, don't you?
Well, yeah, you know, it's December. It's a time to get prepared for the new year. It's a time to make new plans, start new businesses, create new products. And what better time than now to really get your business planned strategically and geared up to make 2015 your best year yet?
Well, and so you say, now is December business planning month?
Well, I don't know if it officially is. You're the expert on that. But it sure is for me.
This is the story you're sticking to. Is that what you're saying?
I am sticking to it.
So, all right. So, what's the big deal about a business plan to you?
Well, you know, here's the thing: I don't even think it's as much the actual business plan as it is the process that an entrepreneur has to go through to create it. It forces you to step back and really say, what do I really want out of my business?
Right.
And what do I really want to achieve, both personally and professionally? And then you design a plan for your business to achieve those outcomes.
Well, and another way to say that, you're exactly right. One of the ways I like to say that is a plan is important, but planning is more important.
Because I agree more.
Because today, in today's world, in the marketplace, with the compression of time between models in the marketplace these days, you can't create a plan and then rest on that, dine out on it for any period of time. You have to continuously be flexing, working, exercising that plan with planning, meaning that you have to keep checking your actual versus projected, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. We have, in our business, we have a three-day planning meeting at the end of October every year, and that's to begin the process of planning for the next year. We then have a once-per-month, full-day leadership team planning meeting, and then we also have a full-day quarterly strategic plan meeting, because as you just said, Jim, every single month, really every single week, we're looking at our plan, we're looking at our actual results, we're looking at the difference between the two, and then we're quickly making adjustments in our business so we can still hit that plan.
Well, and your projections, whether it be financial projections or something, you know, something a little more physical, whatever you're projecting to do in your plan is necessary so you can try to anticipate what you're going to need, what resources you're going to need, and then whenever reality happens, you compare the notes. And the good thing about planning, and the more you do it, the more you plan, the more you check your plan versus actual, as my friend Tim Berry says, the more you do that, the better you get at business planning. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. I believe that the number one job of a leader in business is the ability to predict and the ability to predict accurately.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't go through the planning process, you're just putting your finger in the air and seeing what blows which way.
I don't want to parse words, but I'd like to take a little bit of pressure off of our audience by not using the word predict and use the word project. And I know that sounds like a silly distinction, but sometimes when people think you predict something, that means you've got some kind of sensory ability you might not think
right.
You have. But if you project something, a projection is based on a set of assumptions, and the assumptions are based on what you see around you and what you have experienced before. And, for example, a projection would be, okay, I can't predict how much business I'm going to have next year, but I did $1 million this year, and I could look around me and I see things that look like they're going to be maybe the same or a little bit better, so I think I can reasonably project an 8% increase next year. What do you think, Adam?
You make a great point. When you use the word prediction, you're right. A lot of people say, "Oh, well, you have some superhuman power."
And then they'll say, "I don't have that."
That's right. So let me not use that word predict, because I don't want it to be an excuse for someone not to go through the planning process. But it's exactly what you said, Jim. It's forecasting. So
yep.
It's taking all the data that you have available to you. It's looking into the future, seeing what the economy looks like, seeing what's going on in your industry. If you're hiring more people to your company, maybe you're growing your sales team, then you can project that your sales could at least grow at a moderate pace. It's exactly what you said. It's projecting, taking data that you have and wise assumptions that you can make based on all the things that are happening around you.
Yeah, and you've got to do that. And the big question is, what should that look like? And a lot of people think it needs to be on paper, and it's not bad. That's not bad. A lot of people think it can be in your computer, and that's good too. And some people say, "Well, my business plan's in my head," but the truth is, it's probably in all those places, isn't it?
I think it's a combination of all three.
Yeah.
Hold
on to that thought, Adam. When we come back, we're going to continue the discussion about business planning, but also there's something called a side project entrepreneur that Adam wants to talk to us about. And that's coming up right after the next break. Adam, give us your website, please.
AdvantageFamily.com and AdamWitty.com.
All right, so check those out, folks. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.